Welcome in, everybody, to another edition of the NEOSI High School Football Preview Podcast. Matt Lodi, along with our good friend Tony Bogan, Cleveland.com, and contributor to NEO Sports Insiders, talking high school football. It's already week two of three in terms of the non-conference schedule. We'll talk a little bit about week one. We'll preview week two. We'll tell you all what we have on tap here at NEO Sports Insiders for what should be interesting. It's, again, week two, so you're talking non-conference matchups in and around Northeast Ohio. Tony, good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing really great, Matt. It's another week of high school football. It's just now we're starting to see, hopefully we're starting to see who's up and who's down. And I'm excited, man.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Of course, if you were not around last week or if you missed any of the results from last week, we will get you caught up to date. First and foremost, you could check out our high school football scoreboard, which was posted on Saturday. That has 19 pages worth of results all in and around Northeast Ohio, and we do it better than anybody else. We break it down as far as conferences is concerned. We have the standings for all of those conferences, and we even have the week two schedule, considering, again, that it's non-conference. It's not an easy task, but we work very diligently to get all those scores in the tank. And last week we had a ton of games covered here on NEO Sports Insiders. We had 12 games covered on Friday. We had a game covered, the Lincoln West Parma game, on Thursday. Tony was out on Saturday at the Shaker Heights game, which we had covered. So you could check out all of our results as far as that is concerned. Tony, let's talk a little bit before we talk about the week two schedule and what we have on tap. Let's talk about week one. Anything jump out at you? I know, obviously, we're going to talk in a moment about the Normandy Invaders breaking their five-year losing streak. They did that on Friday night at Wellington against Roy Moore and the Wellington team out there. Anything else from week one jump out at you that you noticed that may be a bit of a surprise, if you will?
I noticed a couple of surprises. One, Garfield Heights, I knew it was going to improve, but for them to start off their season with an upset win over Maple Heights, they're definitely trending in the right direction. And a second surprise, Twinsburg beating Copley by 20 points. Twinsburg has definitely returned a lot of its starters, and their week two game against Solon, especially at home, will be very exciting.
Another big upset, not necessarily a big upset per se, but a very big matchup that we didn't get to know a lot about, but we did have it covered here on the site. The Avon Eagles under Mike Elder, they go down to Merritt Island, Florida, and take on a team in Merritt Island who had made the playoffs, I believe, Mike told me, 6 years in a row, 5 years in a row. And in a last-minute touchdown, they beat Merritt Island by a score of 20-16. You know, we talked about that last week as far as going down to Florida and playing a game, Tony. Never an easy task to take your team, not only your team, but your entire school system, I guess, if you will, including parents, cheerleaders, all of that on the road. And they come out with a big victory in week one for Mike Elder and the Avon Eagles.
It was a good time to be had by all. It was a win-win. Avon went down and enjoyed the beautiful weather in Florida and Disney World, and they got a huge win. Win-win.
Yep. As Tony mentioned, Garfield Heights, a big win in the LEL, at least non-conference play. They would beat Maple Heights by a score of 37-21. You know, Cleveland Heights, big win over Cardinal Mooney, 21-12. And I'll tell you what, I think the biggest upset that I saw all of last week, how about the Firelands Falcons? They get on track with a new head coach, and they get off to a huge start as they beat Edison by a score of 20-17. Tony, you beat a team with a brand new coach in Firelands. They beat a team that were in the Final Four a year ago. I don't care how many players Edison lost. I know they lost a few. That's a huge upset.
Oh, yeah. I actually wrote a summary about that thing. It's definitely nothing better than starting off your season with a win, especially against a good team like Milan Edison. No. And the Firelands, I see them carrying this momentum.
Yeah, definitely. That's a huge win for the Falcons, and we'll be covering them next week. Vermilion at Firelands, I will be on hand for that game. I'll be covering it for color commentary for AM930 WEROL, one of our sister stations or sister sites, too. And also, we'll have that game on YouTube Live next Friday night. It will be broadcast live, that game. Again, it will be Firelands and Vermilion. We talked a minute go about the Normandy Invaders, Tony, breaking a five-year losing streak. They beat Wellington and Roy Moore, new head coach. Boy, tough loss for Wellington to lose to a team that hasn't won in that long. But what a story for the Normandy Invaders. They go on the road and win 42-21. We will be covering them tonight. Tony will be out there. I will be out there. Eli Mooneyham will be out there. We will have the game for you. Normandy plays Lincoln West, a team that, you know, let's just be honest, the tough team right now as far as getting players and kids on that team. They only have 17 players on their roster. They got beat up pretty badly by Parma last week and that Thursday night game that we had covered for you. How about the Normandy Invaders getting off to a good start and getting up to maybe a 2-0 record after 2 weeks?
That would be a big step in the right direction for Normandy. And I did take some notes here, so that gave me a moment to find them. I believe this will be their first 2-0 start since 2007.
Well, that could be absolutely right. I mean, Normandy, again, has had a really difficult go at it, if you will, in the last 5 years, and they've changed coaches. Of course, players have come and gone, or kids from that, from regimes have come and gone. But give it up for the Normandy Invaders. And again, they could get off to a 2-0 start tonight. And as we mentioned, they play a Lincoln West team that lost to Parma 48-0. Lincoln West, negative yards in that game. Boy, that's just a tough situation, especially when you only have 17 kids on the roster. We'll see if Lincoln West can put up a bigger fight tonight. And again, you can watch that tonight on YouTube Live. We'll have the game for you. And again, Eli and Tony Bogan will be giving you post-game coverage of that game tonight at Byers Field, 7 o'clock. It's cloudy right now as we do this podcast for you on Thursday afternoon, but it's not scheduled to rain today. So should be an interesting game as Normandy tries to get to 2-0.
Absolutely. I think Normandy will likely get to 2-0, and they'll definitely build some momentum as the season goes forward.
All right, let's look at some of the games that we will have covered for you on Friday night here on NEO Sports Insiders. Buckeye at River. Vince McKee will be out at that game at Rocky River. The big game everybody's talking about, we'll spend a little extra time on this one. San Ignatius at Mentor. Mike Trevisano will be covering that game for us tomorrow night. Boy, you talk about two powerhouses, Tony. You don't get much bigger than Iggy and Mentor.
Oh, no. Iggy had a big win over Hogan to start the season, and then likewise over Massillon. And last time these two teams played, a 63-56 classic.
Yeah, it was a shootout, and I think you're going to see much of the same tomorrow night as the Cardinals will be in action again at home against Iggy. Avon, Olmsted Falls, those two teams always do good battles, and those two teams will go at it tomorrow night. That game will be in Olmsted Falls. Ruben Rodriguez will have that coverage for you. Another interesting game, Austintown at Brunswick. The Blue Devils getting off to a good start last week. You look at that game, and you wonder, Austintown, I don't know much about them, but I do know the Blue Devils and the new head coach out there. They are off to a pretty good start, and we'll see if they can continue that momentum tomorrow night.
I think Brunswick should get a victory, as I think the Chiefs will be they'll be adjusting to the new offense that they're running under
Martin. Yep, tough loss as they lost to the Hornets by 14, but again, they just have a better look to them right now. We'll have a see if they can get on track as far as a win tomorrow night against Austintown. A game way out west as far as Northeast Ohio is concerned, and Ryan Kaczmarski will have it. Maple at Wellington. Again, we talked about Wellington. They lost to the Normandy Invaders. We'll see if they can get back on track tomorrow night. A game out west as well that Rob Troutman and our buddy at Sports on Tap, one of our great podcasts we'll have for you. Berea at Westlake. You know, the Demons got off to a good start a year ago. Then they fell in a big game to Avon Lake in week three, and it was kind of downhill from there a little bit for the Demons. We'll see if they can get back on track. Berea Mid Park, always an interesting team, Tony, because you're talking about, obviously, a team that's got a lot of kids from 2 years ago when they combined those schools over at Berea and Mid Park when they combined, I guess, if you will.
I agree with that. I believe that Berea is only going to get better as the season goes on. They had a tough loss against Drumville, falling behind early, but they still put up 34 points and only lost by 14 when it looked like it could have been a really ugly game.
Yeah, the Strongsville Mustangs with a 48-34 win last week over Berea Mid Park. That game on Friday night. One of our editors, Ashley Bastock, will be out in, where will she be tomorrow night? I'm looking actually at week one. I apologize. Let's go to week two. She will be out in Lakewood, where a new head coach out there for the Lakewood Rangers, who lost to Medina last week. But again, a better effort by the Rangers. They put up 14 points and lost 30-14 to a pretty good Medina Bees team. Lakewood will be hosting Amherst. How about the Amherst Steel Comets? They got off to a 1-0 start last week with a big win at home.
Yeah, and I believe Amherst is going to beat Lakewood, and they definitely, I've seen in week one when Kennedy Gagliozzo had the big running game, Lakewood's going to be better, but I still think Amherst is going to win fairly easily.
Yeah, I do agree with you there. I got a chance to see the North Olmsted Eagles last Friday night at Byers Field. They beat up on Valley Forge, kind of like a very similar to the same storyline from a year ago. Darren Anders with a big... if you will, a big game for him and for the North Olmsted Eagles as they went handily 40-13 last week. They will take on, though, this week a much tougher competition in the Avon Lake Eagles. What do you make of this game, Tony? I gotta like Avon Lake. Patrick Kennedy, by the way, will be out covering that game for us tomorrow night.
I think it'll be a very interesting game. Avon Lake had a close victory, and two schools always put on good football. I it's a total toss-up, especially like if you remember the playoff they had last year where Avon lost to win Avon Lake, so they always play good football.
No doubt about it. One of our new writers, Michael Bohm, will be covering and calling the game for AllSportsCleveland.com. Woodridge at Nordonia. Nordonia, very interesting team, Tony. What do you know about Woodridge, if anything, and what do you make of Woodridge at Nordonia tomorrow night?
I believe that Woodridge made the playoffs last year. They were trying to start a quarterback in Mason Leidick, and they have a running back in King Sanders. They did make the playoffs last year. Nordonia has struggled quite a bit, but I think that it's going to be a close one, but I think Nordonia will win it a close game.
Again, Michael Bohm will have that game covered on the site, but he'll also have it, if you want to check it out, on allsportscleveland.com tomorrow night. Eli Mooneyham will be spending two nights, just like I did last week, at Byers Field this week. He's got the game with me tonight. We'll be calling it live on YouTube, as it'll be Lincoln West at Normandy. And then tomorrow night, he gets a good one. The North Royalton Bears take on the Parma Redmen. This game last year was a crazy one. Parma fell behind big early and scored 30 points to go on for a victory over North Royalton. Boy, this is always a shootout. And I talked to Bruce Saban, the head coach at Parma, after that win over Lincoln West, and he said that he knows that the North Royalton guys are going to come at them hard tomorrow night. Should be a good game in Parma and could be a kind of a table setter, if you will, for the rest of the year for both these teams.
Agree, and a Parma win would definitely give them that momentum that could constantly push them into a playoff berth. And for North Royalton, they bring it, especially with a big win over North Bridgeville last week. I believe that it's going to be a tight game.
Yeah, no question about it. I think you definitely got to look at it in terms of these two teams want to get off to good starts. Parma last year getting off to a 1-1 start. They lost in week one, but then were able to rebound in week two for that big win over North Royalton. And they started 3-1 last year. We talked about them a week ago before injuries really caught up to them, and they were not able to win the conference, a conference that ended up getting won by Holy Name. Final game we'll have covered tomorrow night, and it should be an interesting one as the Brooklyn Hurricanes beat up bad last week by Rhodes. They gave up over 200 yards rushing to the big rusher over at Rhodes, and they will take on the Fairport Harbor Harding tomorrow night. That game will be played down at Brooklyn Stadium. Dave Alleygood did a great job for us last week. He'll be back on that turf tomorrow night for Fairport Harbor at Brooklyn. Boy, you got to feel again for the Hurricanes. A tough program, a team trying to get things going in the right direction, but they got an opportunity, I think, against Fairport Harbor. They're another team, another program, I guess, if you will, Tony, that's struggling quite a bit.
I would have to agree. I believe that this will be Brooklyn will break the Schneid and beat Fairport Harbor tonight. And they'll still bounce back from the beatdown they took against Rose.
Yeah, no question about it. We'll have to wait and see if Brooklyn is celebrating tomorrow night or Fairport Harbor gets out of Northeast Ohio with a victory and heads back out west. That's a team that plays way, way out west in that kind of like in that Mentor area, if you will. Tony, you got a game on Saturday. Tell me a little bit about that matchup.
Well, Shaker Heights were going to be hosting John Adams in week two. They won. They had a big offensive performance by Jameer Dismukes and Micah Hill. And they're playing against the John Adams team that got throttled 52-0 against Lutheran East last weekend. I think that Shaker Heights is going to, it's going to be a blowout. It's just a matter of how many points the Shaker Heights can put up.
Yeah, no question. I guess, again, we'll have to wait and see, if you will, if Shaker Heights can continue their winning ways and, you know, trying to get on track. Again, a good game last week. We'll see if they can get going in the right direction. All right, we've got a bunch of things to get to before we get out of here for week two. First and foremost, WEOL, one of our sister stations, or one of our sister partnerships, I guess, if you will. They will be on the air tomorrow night. We will have some of our guys promoting that after the game with our good friend Dave Sprouse, also here at NEO Sports Insiders, who does the scoreboard show. Tomorrow night, they've got three games on tap, and they're three good ones. Avon at Olmsted Falls, we talked about that a little while ago. That is always a fight. North Ridgeville at Midview. What do you make of North Ridgeville Midview tomorrow night? The Middies against the Rangers.
The Middies against the Rangers. I don't have to say that Midview's got the offense going. North Ridgeville will be better, and I think it'll be another close one like it was last year when North Ridgeville lost in overtime. Maybe North Ridgeville will use that, will have that in the back of their mind. Maybe they might pull off an upset. Who knows?
Yep, got to wait and see. That should be, again, that should be interesting. And again, that game will be on AM 930 WEOL. We will have all the links, by the way, to their games posted tomorrow afternoon if you'd like to listen to one of those games right here off of NEOSportsInsiders.com. And finally, tomorrow night, the Medina County matchup, they will have Medina at Highland, two teams that won a week ago, the Highland Hornets beating Brunswick. We talked about Medina and their victory at Lakewood. Highland always tough at home. What do you like in this one, Tony?
I think that it'll be a close game. Medina has suffered some injuries against Lakewood last week, even though they won. I think that, and I was shocked when I found out this is the first time the two schools played. I think Highland should win this game.
Yeah, no doubt. That should be a very interesting game. And that, again, will come up tomorrow night on AM 930 WEOL. Another place that you can get high school football tomorrow night will be on ESPN Cleveland. And, of course, AM 850 WKNR. We will be on with the post game with a couple of our reporters live tomorrow night. Those guys, a tremendous job a week ago. Rob Troutman, Phillip Scott, Vince McKee, all on the air with AM 850 WKNR following the games on Friday night. Tomorrow night, their high school game of the week will head to southeast of Cleveland starting at 7 o'clock. A big matchup. Solon and Twinsburg, always a fun matchup. What do you like in that one as far as tomorrow night is concerned, Tony?
So we held off a war 15-14 last week, and they've got a good running game. And Twinsburg, I think that Twinsburg is going to pull off the upset against Solon.
Wow. Okay, there you go. That is tomorrow night, and you can listen to that game live on AM 850 WKNR, ESPN Cleveland. And again, we will have our reporters on the air with ESPN Cleveland following the game. Well, that's a lot of stuff we've gotten through in the last 20 minutes, Tony. What else do you got on your mind? Any other big high school football developments this week that you're ready to speak about, or are you all good for the week?
Well, there was one development to speak about. I believe the week four game that Brunswick was supposed to play. Brunswick was had replaced John Hay with a Canadian team.
Interesting. And why? What was the reasoning behind that? Was that just a scheduling situation, or what do you make of that situation?
It might have just been a scheduling thing for all I know.
Interesting. Well, we'll have to stay tuned to that situation as it plays out. Again, that's coming up when? In week three or week four? Sorry.
That's week four.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. So stay tuned. We'll have more details next week. Next week, our podcast will not post until Friday, as I will be on vacation. I'm leaving everywhere, Tony. I'm going to be in the middle of the ocean for the whole week. So we will be back with you on Friday. We'll have a game on Thursday night, Lord willing, if I can get back into town. We're scheduled to do John Marshall at Parma. Again, another Byers Field game next Thursday night. That's a 7 o'clock game. And then on Friday, as I mentioned, Vermilion at Firelands. I will be calling the game along with Rob Polinski on AM 930 WEOL, but also we will have that game for you on YouTube Live, both those games on Thursday and Friday of next week. So another big week. And Tony, once we get through week three, you know what comes up next. It's conference play, and that's when things really get interesting around Northeast Ohio.
True, and there are some teams that don't start conference play till week four, so week three will be the final non-conference test to see who's who.
Yeah, no doubt. Check out NEOSportsInsiders.com right now. We've got some great stories for you, not only about the Browns, Indians, and Cavs, but we got the preview, Avon, at Olmsted Falls. We're talking about the full breakdown of the big game, the San Ignatius and Mentor Cardinal matchup. That is going to be a huge game. Mike Trivisano will be on the scene for live reporting of that game on Friday night. Tony, appreciate the talk as always right here as we talk about high school football. Stay tuned all weekend to NEO Sports Insiders. We'll have all the action, not only tonight being Thursday, Friday night, all those games we mentioned that we'll have covered, but also on Saturday, your coverage as well of Shaker Heights. And then we will also have the big scoreboard, 19 pages worth of scores on NEOSportsInsiders.com. Tony, thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next week.
All right, same here.
And again, that's Tony Bogan from Cleveland.com and also a reporter here at NEO Sports Insiders. Thank you for listening, everybody. I'm Matt Lodi. Have a great week. Enjoy all the high school action out there. Until next week, you're listening to us on NEOSportsInsiders.com. It is the Week 2 High School Football Preview Podcast right here at NEOSportsInsiders.com. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you again next week.